tension remains high in the city over the Milwaukee Police Department's vehicle pursuit policy. Thursday, the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners expected the police chief to lay out a new plan as directed. Instead, Chief Edward Flynn asked for a 30-day extension to give the city attorney time to review the directive and give his legal opinion. As WUWM's Susan Bentz reports, the outcome of last night's Fire and Police Commission meeting might calm the storm.
Back in 2010, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn tightened the force's vehicle pursuit policy after several bystanders were killed by drivers fleeing police. The current policy directs officers to chase a vehicle if the driver or vehicle participated in a violent felony. Lawmakers and the Milwaukee Police Association have been particularly vocal, saying the existing policy has fueled drug trade in the city and a culture of reckless driving. Earlier this month, Fire and Police Commissioners gave Chief Flynn 2 weeks to come up with a more stringent policy. The commission warned that if Flynn doesn't comply, he could face discipline, even job termination. Flynn hired a lawyer at his own expense and asked for a 30-day extension. When the commission convened Thursday evening, only a few people stepped forward for public comment. Jonathan Ferris is no stranger to the police pursuit debate. 10 years ago, his son was killed, at the age of 23, as a bystander in a police chase near Boston, Massachusetts. Ferris urged the city to reconsider doing away with the police department's current policy.
Have you considered other already available options? Have you considered funding the additional technology tools that are proven to safely reduce the need for more dangerous pursuits while still allowing the capture of car thieves, drug dealers, and joyriding kids?
Police Chief Edward Flynn said during the first 4 years of the current pursuit policy, both accidents and stolen car incidents steadily declined. He told commissioners he'd like more time to study what turned that decline upside down.
I think it's reasonable, while we're researching policies that would expand the circumstances under which we pursue, to explore, well, what else is going on? All right, why here now is it different than Dallas or Boston or Baltimore or San Francisco? And I think it's been somewhat simplistic to attribute all of these ills to that one policy, when certainly there are alternative explanations.
The commission swiftly and unanimously granted Flynn an extension. After the meeting, the police chief said having more time to study what's going on in Milwaukee and compare it to other similar cities around the country will avoid what otherwise could be a shallow diagnosis.
What else is affecting the decision of people to try to cause us to chase them? I mean, it's very much a thing now. It's almost as though kids want to play, you know, live-action Grand Theft Auto. So, you know, there are other variables, that's all. And, you know, we're gonna do our due diligence here, okay? I'm not going to drag my feet. I'm not making excuses. We will craft a new policy.
Commission Chair Stephen DeVoga said giving Flynn more time was the right decision.
The board never had any animus against the chief or the department. I think we just take our jobs and our charge very seriously in representing the citizens of Milwaukee. So I think we've come to a good, things have kind of simmered down now and we're in a good place.
DeVoga says what he's after is good policy. Not rushing, he says, will avoid creating more problems for the city and its residents to contend with. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.